You are listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hey everyone, it's Kathy, and we're so happy to have you back listening to another episode of our Meet Us in Buellton. I'd like to introduce our new co-host today, though. I have Megan with us, who was previously on our first episode of the podcast with me, and she is back as our co-host. So Megan, we're so excited to have you join us.
Yay! I'm so happy to be here. I just want to say we're so sad to see Mackenzie go. On behalf of everyone on the Buellton team, we really want to thank her for her hard work and dedication and helping us get this podcast off the ground. And we wish her the very best on her exciting new adventure.
Absolutely. I know we're going to miss her. And she was a great help in getting us started. And hopefully we'll see her here in Buellton so she can experience all the great things that we talked about already on the show.
That's the plan. So I would like to take this opportunity to introduce our guest today, Kyle Abello. He's joined us in the podcast before to talk about Buellton's recreation programs, and today he's helping us get into the holiday spirit. Thanks so much for being here, Kyle.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Kyle. Welcome back. We're so glad you joined us again here, and today we have a new topic that we're going to be talking about, and we're going to tell our listeners all about our Buellton Winterfest. So super excited to have you here today and talk about the upcoming event that we have in Buellton.
You bet. Well, I love the Buellton Winterfest because it's the quintessential small town holiday event. We have a breakfast with Santa in the morning. We have a small decorate your car or truck Winterfest parade after the breakfast, and then a holiday village with real snow in the evening and culminated with the tree lighting. So it's just a whole day's worth of festivities and brings out the best in everyone.
I have to say, as a local, this is one of my absolute favorite times of year when Buellton Winterfest comes around. We live in the community, and so it's so wonderful to see everybody decorate and participate and come out and celebrate together. And it's also really wonderful because we've been able to see firsthand so many of the local children get to experience snow for the first time right here in their own hometown, which, if you know the central coast of Southern California, we don't get snow. So the fact that that's a part of the event year after year is really something amazing.
Yeah, I have to agree. I grew up in the Midwest and I missed the snow when I moved here. And so when we got the opportunity to kind of elaborate and expand the Winterfest activities, I'm like, we have to get snow. We have to find snow for the kids. So anyhow, we're excited. We're excited. The kids love it. And to see their faces light up and play in the snow, there's nothing better.
And Kathy, you and Kyle have been partnering on this event for a number of years now. Can you tell us a little bit about how the whole thing got started?
Sure. Kathy, if you don't mind, I'll tell a little bit about the history of the Winterfest. It really started as a recital for one of the local piano teachers. Every year she would bring all of her piano students that had been practicing Christmas carols, and all the way from little toddlers to high school virtuosos, they would perform in the Pea Soup Anderson Buffet Bar, this little tiny room with a piano that had to be propped up with phone books.
Oh, and no.
So it was pretty simple to begin with. The recital, all the parents brought goodies to share, and then afterward, the families would walk outside to a big Christmas tree in front of Pea Soup Anderson's and turn the lights on, and that was it. But it kind of got taken under the wing of the Buellton Historical Society maybe 25 to 30 years ago, and they started adding a few elements to make it more a community-wide event. And then about 10 years ago, the Historical Society asked if the chamber and the rec departments would get involved, and that's really where it came to its current form. We initially had just the holiday village and tree lighting. As Kathy mentioned, she brought a Midwest tradition with breakfast with Santa that has been incredibly popular. Our local senior center catering group makes a full breakfast: eggs, bacon, all the fixings, and parents and kids can get pictures with Santa, tell Santa what they would like for their Christmas presents. And then we also have the the parade that we've added later, and then the snow just really kicked it up a notch to be a really sought after event year after year.
Yeah, it's been, I think, very welcomed by our community. It just seemed that we needed more. The Historical Society did a fabulous job all those years, but it seemed like it was just the parents kind of coming out to hear their kids perform. And I thought, gosh, how can we grow this and make it more of a community event and bring out more people to celebrate the holiday? So we did quite an expansion on it. But it's been, like Kyle said, very well received, and the kids, now we get the families out and the children and all ages and can partake in it, the event, and enjoy the day's festivities and come out for all of it or part of it, whatever they wish to do. So it really is a nice day celebrating the holiday and bringing everybody out from the community. So Kyle, what activities are there for families? Maybe you can go over the Winter Village, and I could talk a little bit about Breakfast with Santa, but maybe you can talk a little bit more about the Holiday Village and maybe some of the things that happen there.
Certainly. So the evening festivities center around the Holiday Village at, appropriately, Village Park. We have vendors of all varieties, some making homemade craft items, others selling chocolate or other homemade baked goods. And in addition to that, we have musical entertainment. We'll be having the Santa Ynez Valley Jazz Band, as well as a local rock band called Ransom Note. And then we'll even have Christmas carols right before we light the Christmas tree. So that's really, I think, my favorite part of the event is at the end, after all of the activity and the snowball fights going on in the background, because of course the Holiday Village would not be the same without the 20 tons of snow.
That's right.
So we have snowball fights and sliding around, building snowmen. And for many of the kids here, as Megan said, this is the first time they'd ever seen snow. Mm-hmm. So it's really fun to see the look on kids' faces when they are touching this cold, hard stuff and like, what is this, mom? but again, that my favorite part really is at the very end of the night, people are just filled with the holiday spirit and we come together and sing Christmas carols. Everyone from the littlest kid to the oldest grandpa or grandma. And it reminds me of the Who's in Whoville at the end, singing around the Christmas tree. So
that's right.
We can be the Buellton Whoville.
That's awesome. It is a fun day.
That is exactly how I would describe it. It's just such a beautiful end to a magical day. And so many of our local businesses and our city council members and our mayor come out and support this wonderful community event. It's really a great way to get a kickstart on your holiday shopping and really just kind of boost that holiday spirit into overdrive.
You're absolutely right, Megan. I mean, we have great vendors that come out with homemade goodies and their crafts and whatnot, the things that they make. So it is a great way to start your shopping. And we have food vendors there, and we'll have beer and wine and live music, as Kyle stated. So, and then of course the snow is the big attraction too, but it's just a great evening. It's really nice to kind of get into the holiday spirit and just start thinking about the days ahead. So, and we do it in the beginning of December, just so people can kind of get started and get in the mind frame that it's coming, Christmas is coming.
It's also a great activity for, all those lingering family that come in for Thanksgiving and don't leave.
That's right. It gives them something to do.
So Kyle, I hear that there's going to be a festive parade. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. The Winterfest Parade has been in various locations in past years, but this year we are going to have it come through the neighborhoods again, starting from Haunted School, where the Buellton Rec Center is located, and going all around the neighborhoods around both Haunted and Oak Valley Elementary Schools, where the majority of the Buellton population lives. And so we are asking people to decorate their car or truck in lots of finery. And we also are having people who would like to ride their bicycles and dress up in their Santa suits or elf costumes to also join the parade. And we go for about 25 minutes just through the neighborhoods. We'll have music to spread the holiday cheer. And we just hope to have as many locals and businesses come out with their vehicles ready to share that holiday spirit.
It's a lot of fun. It's just a small community parade. And, you know, the people come out and they're waving from their yards or their doorways. And as we go by, because we're in the residential area. So it's just a really cute, cute way to kick off our day. And this, I know the parade comes right after our breakfast with Santa that we do. We touched on that a bit earlier.
That's right. We'll be meeting at 11:30 right after the breakfast, again, in front of Haneda School. And for folks who want to let us know that they're going to be bringing their vehicle, they can find an entry form on the BueltonRec.com website, as well as at the Buellton Visitors Bureau and the Buellton Rec Center office.
Fabulous.
So the parade is right in the middle of the day. But Kathy, why don't you tell us more about the breakfast with Santa? Because I am hankering for some pancakes and sausage. So tell us all about.
Yeah, you touched on it a little bit earlier, Kyle. So the breakfast is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's at the Buellton Rec Center. There is a fee for adults to come. We do allow children under a certain age free. And then they get to enjoy a breakfast, which is prepared by the Buellton Senior Center, who goes all out and provides a wonderful breakfast for kids and adults alike. And then the kids can get their picture taken with Santa and Mrs. Claus, which they get to take home that day. And then we also usually have some craft stations there, so the kids can make and take some craft activities home with them, or they can do that while they're waiting to get their picture with Santa. And usually there are little ornaments or little fun things that the parents can take home and put in their house or hang on their tree. So they're really cute, all Christmas kind of holiday related. So, and there's something pretty much for all ages. Sometimes the adults might have to have the little ones to help them through. But for the most part, the kids can do them. And again, they get to take them all home. It's all provided by the Buellton Chamber. And we partner with the Rec Center and the Senior Center and the city on this event. So it's just a fun way to start the morning. And then, as Kyle mentioned, we go into the parade, and then the Holiday Village in the evening, and the lighting of the Christmas tree is at the very end. And then the 20 tons of snow will be there for waiting for the kids at night. So we keep them busy from morning to night. And it's just a great way to, again, celebrate the holidays, and we get it all done in one day.
Exactly. And for those of you interested in finding out where Santa's going to be, not just at breakfast, but he's also there for our final event, the countdown to the tree lighting. So he's everywhere that day.
And he's watching.
I know that visits with Santa are extremely important. So it's so nice that parents have a chance to experience that at different stages of the day, so that way, if they have other activities, they always know that they can find Santa somewhere in Buellton all day long for Buellton Winterfest. I really love that. Now, let's talk a little bit more in detail about the Holiday Village and what that entails. Tell us a little bit more about what people can expect when they head to the park.
Well, we have vendors of all kinds, from homemade mm-hmm. Arts and crafts, including miniature pop guns, mm-hmm. to homemade delicacies, chocolate, English toffee, and all kinds of baked goods. So there are both food items and products for sale. And then we have the 20 tons of snow, which is the centerpiece of the action. Kids and adults alike are welcome to make snowmen, throw snowballs, and just have fun in something that's very rare in Southern California. And then all the while that's going on, we have musical entertainment. Everyone gathers around the bandstand at Village Park, and we'll be hearing from the Santa Ynez Valley Jazz Band, as well as a local rock band called Ransom Note. And then finally, singing Christmas carols around the Christmas tree and the countdown by Santa to the magical lighting.
Awesome. It's going to be a great day. And I know last year we actually brought in a big live tree from one of our local farms here. It was a huge tree, and we put it right in the ground and light the tree. So it's super fun. It's a great big tree that stands in our park for the holiday season. So, which like those kind of pine trees don't just grow anywhere here, so in California. So we bring one in and decorate it up and light it up. So it's a lot of fun.
And this year's event is going to be taking place, if we haven't shared the date, on Sunday, December 5th. So make sure you save the date. And Kathy, I have one more question for you before you get ready to close out the episode. And that is, give us the forecast.
Ooh, it looks like snow in Buellton on December 5th. So put on your mittens in your boots, and come on out and enjoy the flurries that we have that day.
It may be a bit cold out there at nighttime, but it'll be warm in our hearts.
That's right. So you know what, Kyle? You've been with us before, and we always ask a question to our guest about what they is their favorite thing about Buellton. But with this episode, we want to ask you, what is your favorite thing about the holidays in Buellton?
For me, I think my favorite part of the holidays in Buellton is seeing the holiday spirit in action. So many of our friends and neighbors decorate their homes, their vehicles, their businesses. And really, it's about sharing the generosity of the season. The senior center goes above and beyond to make sure that everyone has a holiday dinner and make sure that they have items that people need to make the holiday bright for their families. And in the wider community, there are so many stories of people helping each other. And that, I think, is important to remember at this time of year. It's not the commercialism of gifts and presents, but it's helping our fellow men and women. And that's what I'm really excited about, because Buellton really stays true to the real reason for Christmas.
All year long, it sure does.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That was well said, Kyle. It's very true. We have a great community and a lot of great nonprofits that do amazing work for those in need here in our community. So everybody really truly does come out and step up during this time of year.
I couldn't agree more. Kyle, thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. It's been fabulous to have you share all of the magical events that are coming up with Buellton Winterfest next month. And we really just appreciate everything that you do for our community. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be able to be part of this great community. Go Buellton!
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to leave us a rating or review, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Kathy Vreeland and Megan DeChico, and produced by Relic.